to fill up the lake.
I think that's what it'll do. It means to fill it. It's bound to, you know.
Oh, yeah. I can't help it.
I don't know how long it'll take. Possibly won't be in my time. Yours.
Yeah. Be some awful good farmland in there.
It will be.
But the fellas who sold out...
They had a lot of good farmland in there before they put that thing in, so you know something.
The people who sold out won't be the people who get the good farmland.
Oh, no.
That's a shame. Dirty shame. What do you call a place where the creek meets a river? Maybe the water will back up in the creek?
Yeah. I don't know what we call it. That's... It's the mouth of the creek, all I can think of. We used to call it the mouth of the creek down there. That's where it enters into the river. Well, the river gets up, then it'll back up into that creek, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the mouth of the creek.
Are there boats around here on these streams? People have boats that they can use oars with?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a few boats down here on the Red River. They use oars.
What kind are they?
Oh, they're just a little... Most of them are just a little... We call them a skiff. You know.
Uh-huh.
Little flat boat.
Where do they tie those up? To a tree? Or?
Yeah, tie them up to a tree along the bank.
They ever make places where they can walk out on boards to their boat?
Yeah, mm-hmm, they do.
What do they call those things when they take boards and put them out there?
I believe they call that a ramp, ain't it, or something like
yeah.
that.
How would you describe the roads around here? What would you say, what kind of a road would this be out in front of the house?
Well, we'd call that a gravel road.
Uh-huh. Then that goes up here and runs into what?
Runs into the highway up there, 78 highway.
Uh-huh. This would be a gravel road and that'd be a what?
That'd be a highway up there.
Highway?
Mm-hmm.
And that means, a highway means?
Hard surface.
Hard surface?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And, how about this road that comes from the gravel road out there up to the house? What would you call that?
Well, I don't know. It's a drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call that a drive.
Mm-hmm. And the ditch out there,
mm-hmm.
beside the road, any call of that?
Bar ditch.
Bar ditch.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And a road that branches off a highway, would that be anything special?
No, that's a country road.
So
might be a section line, you know. We have this half state is sectionized, and it's almost all the roads are on section lines.
I like those.
I do too. Yeah, I think that's one of the great things the men of this state done when they got organized was to sectionize this state. And you go across the river in Texas there, you don't anymore know where you're going in there.
No.
Well, you get in Oklahoma, you can tell just how many miles you're going to go if you know anything about your road.
Count the section lines.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you get a good east and west or north and south road, you can check your speedometer.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
I enjoy that. It helps kill time
mm-hmm.
when I'm going from one place to another.
Yeah.
If you saw a boy out in a bunch of stones or rocks and saw him reach down like this and go like that, what would you say he'd done?
Throwing a rock.
I'm just wondering if you'd call it a rock or a stone or...
Well, we call it rock from now as a boy. We got to call it stones later on.
Uh-huh.
The term would be a stone now, I imagine, uh-huh. not to use. But we call them rocks then.
Uh-huh. And let's see, where would you say you are now? You're not downtown, you're...
I'm at home now.
Uh-huh. There I was wondering if I'd find at home or to home or...
I'd be at home.
And if someone is coming in this direction, I say he's coming.
Yeah.
How in relation to me?